Why just listen when you can connect? We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's 128. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
Have you heard that McDonald's, they want to shake up the food ordering system?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be rolling this out in Europe to start. But if it goes well, you know it'll make its way here to the United States. But what they want to do is replace cashiers with touchscreen terminals.
Interesting.
So instead of having a cashier that will take your money, you'll just do it yourself. I order the food yourself, and you pay for it, and until there comes a computer that can hand it to you, a person will actually hand it to you. So then really, you're just dealing with the people are in the back, and all they're doing is taking care of the food orders.
Uh-huh.
You don't really have that person who would be greeting you, taking your order, taking your money, and then asking you to please wait or handing you the bag and thanking you for coming in.
Right.
So what do you think about this latest wave of the future? Do you prefer more touchscreen and less personal touch? I don't know. Maybe it's better that we don't have to deal with people. I mean, we've all had customer service issues.
Yeah.
Or cashiers who want to talk on the phone or who are rude.
Yeah.
But then again, I mean, aren't there some places that you go to regularly because people are nice? And there's some places that maybe you don't go to anymore because they're not?
Mm-hmm.
Let's connect about this. 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. Hi, Rachel. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Fine. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, I can kind of see it both ways, where, you know, going to McDonald's and things like that, excuse me, you will get more accuracy by doing it yourself. However, I went down to Memphis for a vacation a couple weeks ago and walked into a Starbucks, and everything was touchscreen. There was one person handing everyone their drink.
Really?
So you... And it was just like, wow, you know, I kind of miss walking in and being able to be greeted at the door and being able to talk to people.
I know. I mean, we're not a robotic society yet. I mean, and customer service for some businesses, and I would think is a lot of times that's a part of the package, right?
Well, yeah, and that personal touch has a lot to do with, you know, people coming back and retaining your business.
Well, I mean, I can think of some.
You get those nice people that you see at every, you know, there's at least one at every place you go.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go there because that person made an impression.
Precisely. And on the flip side, there are some places you don't go because that person made a bad impression. But that's, you know, that's business. And that's
exactly.
That's on the business to hire the right kind of people to be on the front line, right?
Exactly.
But wow.
And, you know, I know there are movie theaters that do it where you don't even have to see anyone to get your tickets or anything like that. And it's just like, you know, I kind of miss that. Walking in and being greeted at the door, you know, kind of Jimmy John style.
Oh, my gosh.
Walk in and everybody's just like, hey, how you doing?
I know.
That's what makes you love it.
That whenever I walk in, it always makes me smile no matter what because everybody is so friendly. I just couldn't imagine, you know, walking in to a Jimmy John's to silence and except for the sound of maybe a beeping terminal and then I just do my touchscreen thing, you know?
Exactly.
Hmm. Yeah, we are still humans, and that human interaction sometimes, I mean, it's good. It helps you grow, and sometimes you'll have a situation that you weren't expecting, and you get something out of it. You get something out of human interaction.
Well, yeah, and there are times where you go into a place, and you're just in a terrible mood, but that person at the counter makes you completely turn your day around.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Rachel. Well, that's interesting hearing about the... about the Starbucks you went into that was all fully automated except for the barista. That's
something. Yeah, it was really weird.
Wow. Okay, well, it's the wave of the future. It's cheaper. It's cheaper than paying people.
I guess so.
Yeah. All right, thanks for connecting, Rachel.
Thank you.
Hi, Tim. What do you think? Personal touch or more personal touch or more touch screen?
Well, I believe we need the personal connection with people. I mean, that's who wants to live in a life with, you know, without people.
I know.
But the problem, though, is like she said, we end up going, you know, as we raise the minimum wage, McDonald's has had no choice but, and all the others as well, they've had no choice but to eliminate jobs because they can't afford to pay them. You know, I'm not a young man. I remember when at lunchtime you walk into McDonald's and there'd be five or six registers open, and behind them would be five or six people filling the orders, and there'd be five or six cooks and three people operating the fry machine and three people working the drive-through. It's not like that anymore, even at the busiest McDonald's. And they've even got a machine that does all of the drinks by itself. It's a fully automated machine. And so we kind of asked for that by trying to make minimum wage a living wage.
I see what you're saying. Well, that's an interesting thought. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, when, you know, businesses will find ways to cut costs. And, I mean, in addition right now, I mean, it's just everything's more expensive from the produce, the products that they have to get, gas is up. You know, I mean, there's a number of things, I think, not just minimum wage, but.
That's the biggest reason. The company has to show a profit for its shareholders. It has to. Otherwise, why would they be in business?
Right.
I mean, if you look at it realistically, that's what they have to do. That's why you see all of the big companies start out with the self-check things.
Right off
Walmart,
the, right out of the
Myers,
gate.
All of those. You know, they've all do that.
Yeah.
So,
well,
we're going to see a lot more of it.
Okay. Well, I believe it. It's, you know, it's more cost efficient. That's for sure.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye. Do you want more personal touch or more touch screen?
More
what do you say, Nancy?
For me, what the interaction I have with the company represents that company. And if I'm interacting with a person, a human person, I am more likely to have a positive impression of that company than if I'm interacting with a touch screen.
Even if there's a smiley face person on the touch screen saying, thank you for shopping.
No way. It's pre-recorded stuff. It's not something spontaneous coming from a real person.
Gotcha. I hear you. And do you ever do the, have you ever done the self-checkout, Nancy?
Only when the regular lines were very long.
Yeah.
And only if I could, if I had my credit card with me or something. I don't always have it with me.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of technology, if it's something that improves our life. And I don't think touchscreen checkouts, I don't see how it'll improve our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it makes it fun because we get to actually scan, because that always looks like fun to me, you know, see, scan, beep, beep. But that's about it. I do like to I do like to interact with people, you know.
Yeah,
I do. I like to chat with the person checking me out while he or she is scanning stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there. In fact, we even have a, you know, we go to Schnucks in Champaign. There's even one particular checker that we always will always go to her line because she's always super friendly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's one like the County Market, too. I always, and even if her line's too long and I go somewhere else, she always makes a point of coming over and saying hi.
Aw, see?
See, a box isn't going to do that.
That stuff matters. Yeah.
It does.
All right. Well, thanks, Nancy. It was so great to connect with you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. And we'll be right back. We'd love to get your thoughts on this, too, talking about how McDonald's is working on, they're going to replace cashiers in European stores with touchscreen terminals. And if it goes well there, you know, it'll end up here. But we're already seeing the touchscreen self-check stuff all over the place. Do you, and it's a trend. You know, what do you think? More touchscreen or would you prefer more personal touch? 359-CALL is our number. 217-359-2255. We're Connect FM.